Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Kurt Bulfary. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson takes first base on ball four. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nelson moves to second. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelson scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball four. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller strikes out. There goes Harper. The throw from Hendricks to second, and Harper is out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfary hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Nelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Nelson bunts towards the mound. McNally fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nelson. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. Nelson steals second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Tiant. Robinson moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hendricks for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0-for-1 in the game. Palfari hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNally strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-1 in the game. Tiant bunts in front of the plate. Hendricks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Powell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fuller bunts towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to second. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 2 in the game. Tiant hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bulfary hits a pop-up towards third. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Bellinger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nelson hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Powell reaches second base with a double. Robinson moves to third. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 3 in the game. Hendricks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Powell scores. It's 3-1, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Hendricks goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Orioles. Vicente Romo now pitching. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bulfari is walked intentionally. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bulfari. The throw from SQ and he is safe. Bulfari steals second. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNally hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Orioles. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Buford is walked intentionally. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Dave May now playing right field. Andy Echeverrin now catching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fuller hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.